USA News update. Crews are working to recover debris from the unidentified objects that were shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron over the weekend. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Our priority is debris recovery so that we can get a better sense of what these objects are.
He said each was in a difficult, remote area, but that none of them posed any military threat to anyone on the ground. President Biden firing the architect of the Capitol after allegations that he misused government property. An Inspector General report accused J. Brett Blanton of wasting taxpayer money by taking a government vehicle on out-of-town personal trips and letting his family drive it. Bipartisan calls for his firing from Congress also erupted. Federal rules may be coming aimed at some airline fees. Senator Ed Markey reintroducing the Families Fly Together Act. The measure would stop airlines from charging seat selection fees to parents traveling with their children. John Schaefer, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.